Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and
All right, 10:04 on The Fan, and a very good Monday morning to you, the midday show. Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number here. Of course, the 1 o'clock CMB comes your way. Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. Very, very busy sports weekend. Of course, the big story, the NCAA tournament, as the field of 68 is set. And, bro, let's start with the local flavor because, you know, first of all, generally, I know myself, like the playing games in Dayton I could really care less about for the most part. But this year, a little different because you got FDU playing Prairie View on Tuesday night, and then Wednesday night, you got St. John's playing Arizona State. So, you actually, the playing games, for the first time that I can ever remember, I'm actually going to be watching these games.
You're right. It's actually appealing.
I mean, how about that?
It still doesn't feel like a real tournament game.
No.
I mean, it just
It's almost
doesn't.
Like a prelim.
Yeah, it it's really
You know
is.
What it reminds me of a little bit in a lot of ways? It's almost like the wild card game in baseball. It has a little bit of that similarity
it
to it.
It does in that I still don't feel like the wild card game's a real playoff
game.
That's
what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I agree with you.
So I think there's a lot of similarities there.
Yeah, it's technically a playoff game. So technically, if Fairleigh Dickinson wins, they've won a tournament
right.
game.
And they get to play Gonzaga.
Yeah, congrats. If St. John's wins, it's technically winning right. a tournament
they
game.
They get to play Buffalo, which right. is a little different, which would be interesting. I don't know how good Buffalo is, but.
They've had a tremendous season, but nevertheless.
Obviously, it's Buffalo.
It's going to feel weird to say, oh, St. John's has won their first tournament game since 1999. Is it really a tournament game win?
Right.
And baseball's the same way. When the Yankees had the wild card game against Dallas Keuchel and the Astros and they lost, it didn't feel like it was a playoff year. Same with the Mets in 2016.
Yep. You're right.
But I feel worse for Fairleigh Dickinson because, to me, if you win your conference tournament and you are given an automatic berth to the NCAA tournament, you should go to the legitimate NCAA tournament. St. John's deserves where
yes.
they are.
Well, they were the last team in. Even the whoever the director was, I was watching the shows after the selection, they were the 68 team in.
Yeah, and I thought they were going to have problems getting in because we saw, you know, you always have to worry about
the
school that sneaks in.
Right.
And Oregon winning the Pac-12, and they end up getting a 12 seed after winning the Pac-12 tournament. They weren't going to be a tournament team, so who did they eliminate? I thought for a second it may have been St. John's. It turned out to be Greensboro. That was the team that got knocked out. So St. John's doesn't really deserve a better fate than what they have. They've not had a great year after a promising start in which they were rolling everybody up in the non-conference. They had a lot of really impressive victories. But you look what they've done recently. I mean, they've done nothing. Really,
and they ended the season getting smoked by Marquette.
Oh, my God.
I know they beat them twice during the year. But, I mean, you know, at least give me better than a 30-point loss. You know what I mean?
I'm with you. I mean, really after the Villanova win, I know they beat Seton Hall, a game in which they got off to a huge lead and had to hold on. Right. But they still beat them. Right.
They did beat DePaul in the first round of the Big East tournament.
They did beat DePaul there. But really the struggles started after the Villanova game. But I guess that was enough for the resume just to squeak in.
And the two wins over Marquette.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think what this shows you, and we've talked about it for a while, and I even talked about it with Seton Hall, even though they left no doubt that they were going to be a tournament team with how they closed out the regular season and going all the way to the Big East championship game and coming very close.
Yeah,
well, Miles Powell had a pretty good
he
look.
He did.
To potentially win the Big East tournament, but the bottom of the field is just weak. Yeah, it's just a very weak field, and we'll see if that leads to just fewer upsets and maybe, you know, 3-1 seeds in the Final Four, or a lack of a 7 seed or higher in the Final Four. Because if you look back at the last 5 years, we've had at least one quote-unquote Cinderella team, a school with a 7 seed or higher, get to the Final Four.
The Loyola Chicago last year, were they 11 seed? They got to the Final Four.
They were an 11 seed. The year before, South Carolina was a 7 seed.
Yep.
The year before that, I mean, say what you want about Syracuse, they're a 10 seed.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a pretty big upset.
Yeah, they got an 8 seed this time. They played Baylor.
And the year before that, Michigan State, same thing, big school, but they were a 7 seed at the time.
Right,
so we've seen 5 years in a row, 4 years in a row, whatever it is, schools of 7 seeds or higher get to a Final Four. And I don't know, that may change this year because it seems like the tournament's a lot more top heavy.
Very top heavy. And how about what Zion Williamson did this week in the ACC tournament? Oh, my God. I mean, you talk about just blitzkrieging through the tournament. That's exactly what Williamson did. And Duke, of course, is the number one overall seed, which they should be. And to me, barring any catastrophe, they're going to win the tournament, aren't they? I mean, I would think that they got to be the prohibitive favorite,
right? Oh, they are. They're prohibitive, huge favorites.
Yeah, you're not winning any money if you bet them outright to win.
Yeah, you're not getting your typical, hey, let me bet this school to win an NCAA championship odds, and rightfully so. Look at the talent on this team, led by Zion Williamson.
Yep.
I think the most impressive thing about Zion Williamson is how he missed so much time, comes back in these pivotal, or quote-unquote pivotal games, and it's like he didn't miss any time.
Yeah, nothing.
He's a machine.
Nothing.
I mean, he really it did look like men versus boys.
Indeed.
When Zion's out there. And you're right. I mean, with the talent that they have, they are the prohibitive favorite to win an NCAA championship. And when Coach K wins an NCAA title, it happens as a 1 seed. And not only that 1 seed, they're the one of ones.
Yep.
And
they're the one of ones.
The
right.
one of ones. And based on the talent they have, they should be the one of ones.
They should, no doubt.
I didn't know what to think about with the Seton Hall draw because – a part of me says, all right, they're facing a school in Wofford who, sure, they've won 20 in a row, but who the heck have they beat?
Right.
Right?
I don't even know. Where is Wofford, by the way?
South Carolina.
Is that where it is?
Yeah.
Right.
They're down south. They're in the Southern Conference, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
And so I look at Wofford. I look at what they've accomplished, who they are. I know they hit a lot of threes. I think they hit about 42% from three, which was second in the nation, which is pretty damn impressive. I know they've been on this incredible hot streak, and I know, and I give them credit for this, if you look at the early part of their schedule, they faced a lot of good schools, so they challenged themselves. Now, they didn't win any of those
games. No, I saw that, yeah. They lost to like 4 or 5 teams that are in the tournament, didn't they?
But I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, no, you get test yourself against those kind of teams.
Absolutely.
Sure,
They tested themselves against teams that are better than Seton Hall.
Yep.
Now, they
didn't
beat any of those teams. And then the other thing I like, even though it doesn't mean anything, is that Wofford's never won an NCAA tournament game.
And here's the other thing. If Seton Hall wins their game, they're probably playing Kentucky in the second round.
A team they beat this year.
Which I don't know would be a good thing if they get Kentucky again. Kentucky with a little revenge on their mind, I'm sure.
Yeah, my first reaction to that was I was happy they were not in the 8-9 match because they were in that last year as an 8 seed, and while they beat NC State, they then had to face a 1 seed. That's obviously what happens when you're in the 8-9 matchup. You're lined up to face a number 1 seed. And they were in the 8-9 the year before that, but they lost to Arkansas. And the year before that, they were a 6 seed, but they had a horrible draw. They faced Gonzaga as a 6 seed. And they had to do it in like the Northwest. Didn't they have to do it up in Seattle or something?
Yeah.
What a joke that was.
Yeah, we were all complaining about that.
So I think this draw feels better than the other ones, even though it's a double-digit seed. But they are facing a Wofford team that's had a hell of a year. I mean, they haven't lost a game in what feels like forever.
Yeah, that game has went Thursday, like 9:40.
Yeah, it's
where
one
is
of
that? They're in Jacksonville, right?
They're in Jacksonville, Florida.
Right.
So
that's
it's
not a terrible flight. Right.
But Kevin Willard has done just an excellent job.
Tremendous.
Because I think coming into the year,
Four straight 20-win seasons, right? 4 years in a row in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah,
right?
Only the second time in their school's history they've accomplished that. So real impressive job by Kevin Willard getting this school to another NCAA tournament. And obviously a win would be really nice because it would be the second straight year they won a tournament game. But really it's been a very impressive run by this head coach, Kevin Willard, and what he's been able to do. And Miles Powell was a big story because he had an all-world year.
Yep.
And that's why they were in position to potentially win the Big East championship. But as I was watching that game Saturday, I kept thinking to myself, okay, what's the difference if they win?
Yeah, I don't see if it made any difference. And look at Villanova.
Yeah.
I mean, Villanova, here they are. They won the regular season. They won the tournament. They're the defending national champions. Obviously, they're not the same team they were last year. And they get a 6 seed, and Marquette gets a 5 seed?
Yeah.
How's that?
Wow.
Does that make sense to you?
That was one
of Villanova's,
the...
I guess, stays in the East, though, right?
They're in Hartford, Connecticut.
Right.
So location-wise...
Right, they're better off with that.
But St. Mary's
and
is not...
And they're playing St. Mary's, right?
St. Mary's
beat Gonzaga.
Is, yeah, that's not an easy matchup that they have.
No,
that's one of those tricky 6-11 games.
Yep.
But now we're all looking at these brackets trying to find the upsets, you know? We're all trying to find where's that crazy upset going to be, and... I don't know. We'll talk to John Rothstein at 11.
You give Iona a shot against Carolina.
Do I? You know, for years.
Now that it's happened, it's not going to happen again for a while.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
For years, we would sit here on this Monday,
yep.
and I would say to you, right. it's going to happen.
Right, and the odds were going in that, you know, the odds were, you know, as longer it doesn't happen, the better the odds are it will happen.
Right. You just knew it.
Right.
I didn't
right.
know when it was going
right.
to happen. I was never picking one on my bracket. I was never going to say, all right, I'm going to go all in here. But you knew at some point it was going to happen. And what was odd last year with Virginia is that it was sort of anticlimactic because they got crushed. Remember that game?
Yeah, no,
I know.
It
was not close in the final few minutes.
Here's something I feel confident about. Virginia will not lose in the first round this time.
Gardner Webb?
They will not lose that game. And I could see Virginia making a run this year.
Well, you know.
I kind of, you know, if you're doing your brackets, I could see Virginia making a little run there.
Well, I was saying this to my wife yesterday. I said, look, I don't know what I'm going to do. And as much as you may watch or study, none of it means anything.
Yeah, you know, what do you know? Even if you're John Rothstein, that doesn't mean you're going to get him right.
Well, I think John's the proof of it. John Rothstein knows as much college basketball
as anybody. Oh, God.
And there's a decent chance that Dove will have a better bracket than John Rothstein.
Right.
Because it doesn't mean anything. But I told her yesterday, I'll say it to you, and you're obviously on the same wavelength as me here. I think because of what happened last year, I think they're going to win the whole damn thing.
Yeah, I could see it. No, I think that's, look, I could see, I'll say this at least, I certainly could see Virginia going to the Final Four, at the very least.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
And you know, if when you fill out one of these brackets, and I think that's where a lot of the interest in this tournament actually lies, besides if you went to a school.
And really
or...
the first couple days. I mean, Thursday and Friday is, you know, everybody's delirious.
Right.
By the weekend, you're like, oh, I'm done.
You're right. It's one of those weird events in sports where it gets less exciting as it goes
on. As the bigger games go on.
So I think most people listening right now are more interested in the tournament because of the bracket than anything else.
Yes.
I always say this every year. Now, look, Duke could go out and win the whole damn thing, and what I'm about to say is irrelevant. But I always like to find a school that not everybody's picking.
Okay.
Because then it's more difficult to win your bracket.
Right.
If I put Duke down there, I'm going to have to beat everybody in all these other rounds to win.
Okay, so give me somebody that's below a two. Don't give me any of the twos. Give me a team that's 3 or less that you think could win a tournament.
But here's the thing. It doesn't have to be that. This is where I disagree with. I think that so many people are going to take Duke.
Okay.
And so many people are probably going to take North Carolina.
All right.
That I think if you put Virginia as your national champion, I don't think it's going to be that popular.
I can't look at them being a sleeper.
They're a sleeper. I'm saying if you look at the amount of brackets we're going to collect around here.
I understand what you mean.
How many people are picking Virginia?
No.
How many?
Probably not many.
Okay, that's my
point.
Probably not many. So I'm not saying it's an upset or it's a dark horse. I'm not saying any of that. I'm saying if 5 people or less are going to pick them, then you've got a chance to win the whole damn thing.
I know what you mean. But it's very hard looking at it. And look, I don't care. You could be John Rothstein. But you look at it at below, because the top 8 teams were pretty much, everybody knew the top 8 teams are going to be the top 8 teams.
Right.
I don't think there was really any surprises. Maybe Michigan State should have got a 1, maybe ahead of one of the ACC teams or Gonzaga. I don't know. But still, Michigan State's probably number 5 in the tournament.
I'll give you a team.
Yeah.
4 seed. Is that good enough?
Yeah, of course.
Florida State.
All right. A lot of people like them. A lot of people like them.
They've been impressive.
Yep.
They've been challenged all year.
Yep.
And look who they – first they start with Vermont, a game they should win.
Right.
They should win.
Right.
Then they take on either
Marquette.
And they
got to the ACC final, lost to Duke.
That's right.
State.
And look at the conference they've played in all season long.
Yeah, it's a brutal conference, no doubt.
And I think Rothstein even mentioned it a couple days ago, how much he likes Florida State. But I like him because of the bracket. I'm looking at who they would – their roadmap.
Okay. Yeah, no,
Vermont, Murray State, Marquette winner.
Right.
And then potentially Gonzaga – Syracuse, Baylor in the next round.
Mm. You're right.
Then after that, Michigan, Texas Tech, Buffalo, maybe St. John's if they go on a crazy run.
Right.
So I guess if I'm looking for the final four team that isn't a 1-2
Florida State. I like that. That's a good one.
I'd go with Florida State.
I like that.
And one good thing for St. John's, it does seem, Joe, like every year one of the teams in the first four, not the 16s, but one of the teams in the first four win their game and then go on a little bit of a run.
Yeah,
we've seen that a couple of times.
And who was it? Was it Liberty that actually – I don't think I've ever remembered this happening. a mid-major getting at-large bid that didn't win their conference
tournament. Yeah, Liberty got in.
And they're playing Temple in the play-in game, right?
They're in.
Oh, they're Liberty. In. That's right. Who's playing Temple again?
Temple is playing.
That's a play-in game. I thought that was Liberty.
No. Liberty's in. Temple is playing.
Who are they playing?
Let me see if I can find it.
It's Tuesday night, that game.
Yeah. No one's helping us out? Ernie,
no.
Dove, paying attention?
I could get the paper.
Oh, right. Belmont. There you go.
Oh, Belmont. That's the one.
Belmont.
So is it Liberty or Belmont? I guess it's Belmont then. I don't think Belmont won their league, did they?
I'm not too sure.
I think Belmont's the team that got the large bid that did not. Well, John Rothstein will be here.
I know Liberty's
clear
in
it up for us.
Liberty's in the 12-5 matchup against Mississippi State.
Yeah, Liberty won because they beat
State.
Lipscomb or whatever.
Oh, that's right. Lipscomb.
So they won their conference.
I think John loved Lipscomb.
Right. Liberty won their. That's right. So I think it's Belmont that did not win the conference and got the at-large bid. I'm pretty sure that's the one.
That makes more sense.
And they play it in the play-in game.
And I think the at-large bid should be the four schools that are competing, or the eight schools, I guess, competing in the play-in game. I mean, I know Fairleigh Dickinson is not the greatest team in the world.
No, but they should have been as the regular 16 seed.
Yeah, they should be in the regular 16 seed. So we'll see, but it's tournament time, baby.
Right.
Everybody's excited.
Well, the one good thing for Fairleigh, a school like that, though, it does give them a chance to win an NCAA tournament game before they're going to get, blown out by Gonzaga.
Right.
I hate to say it, but,
Yeah, and we'll talk to their coach, Greg Arenda. He's going to join us in the noon hour. I don't know what the hell Boomer's problem is. I mean, I have no idea what his problem
in
is.
In reference to what?
In reference to, it's about 10 minutes before the show, he walks through the newsroom and arrogantly says, "Your Nets are never going to win another game," and then goes on the air and basically celebrates how the Nets are going to choke. They're not going to win another game.
Why is he down on the Nets?
I don't know if he's just bitter. He's bitter that the Knicks suck. I don't care that they beat the Lakers.
What does it matter?
Maybe he's bitter that the Rangers suck. And he's bitter the fact the Islanders are going to be in the postseason.
Well,
so take it out on the little Nets. Take it out on the little Nets.
The Rangers,
pipe down, Boomer.
But what do the Rangers have to do with the Nets?
I don't know.
There is nothing.
I don't know.
I don't get that.
Because it's his number one team. I have no idea.
Still.
Why else would he sit there bashing the Nets?
The Jets are bad. Why would it bother me that the Nets are making a playoff? Especially when the Knicks are, brutal. And the best thing that could happen to the Knicks is somehow win the lottery and get Zion Williamson. Don't count on it happening.
And you know what I would appreciate? Because I don't mind Boomer wants to root against the Nets. Dove wants to be a jackass this morning, come in and say good road win, not realizing that they lost last night at the buzzer.
Now he knows.
Yeah. Well, he was trolling
Dove, come on, man.
I don't mind
it. What are you doing?
I don't mind it when things are going well. Like, if the Nets were hot, Boomer comes in and say, you know what, you guys are overrated, you're going to miss the playoffs. The Nets had a brutal loss last night. They're down 10 with a minute to go.
That's a tough one.
They come all the way back.
That's
they force
really
a five-second violation. Damare with an N1. Russell found Allen for an easy dunk. And then Lou Williams hits one from Utica, win the game at the buzzer.
Right, and the game was in L.A.
And the game's in L.A.
It's tough to be in Utica when you're in the game's in L.A.
And as you know, I can't go to sleep after that game.
I understand.
All I'm thinking about is Lou Williams' face. That's all I'm thinking about. And I got to hear Dove first say, good win last night. We didn't win. And then Boomer basically, you guys aren't going to win another game.
Well, that's terrible. I don't understand that. Why is he giving you such a hard time about that?
I don't know. What'd I do?
You didn't do anything.
I didn't do anything. I just want to go to the playoffs. That's it.
Can I say this too? This is a minute. So you got to look this up for me. What was the last time that the Knicks swept the season series from the Lakers?
It has
to be a long time ago.
The Lakers have been so bad recently that...
But the Knicks couldn't have beat them. I don't think the Knicks beat them twice the last couple of years. I understand that.
Well, I will tell you this.
Yeah, tell me.
I will have the answer when we come back. I can guarantee you that. And we'll get to your phone calls at 877-337-6666. The Yankees are dealing with injury issues as they get closer to opening day. We'll talk more about this tournament with John Rothstein, Seton Hall, St. John's Inn. They're both in for the first time since 2000.
Is that right? The two of them together?
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, well.
That's crazy.
Nice local flavor this year.
Yeah, we really do.
You really do.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores. Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.